Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast today. My name is Crystal, and I'm your host again today as we are journeying through our back to school study for moms, and where we're really trying to cultivate our soul this season as we embark on a new school year. So thank you for being here, and we are just praying that these podcasts, these devotionals, are a blessing and an encouragement for you. And today we're talking about caring for your home. And home is a messy place. There are so many moving pieces all the time. It can be really overwhelming because if home is messy, like mine is, it's a hard place to launch from sometimes. It's a hard place to settle into some rest that we really need. It's hard to rest when there's dishes to be done or laundry to be done or, you know, messy bedrooms, or what have you, right? The list goes on and on and on. Well, I think it's important that as we're considering this school year, that we bring God into this space. I think that God really has a plan for home. And I know my husband and I have had so many conversations where we just think, man, life feels crazy right now. And when we say that, we're also referring to our home. Like, man, home feels crazy. Life feels crazy. Feels like there's not a good place where we can just rest and relax and be and recharge and all of that. And we know that when we're feeling that way, chances are our kids are feeling that same way too, which, you know, I think that's the struggle as a parent. You know, it's like you want to think these individual thoughts and these are just the things that are, you know, kind of going around your mind, and that they don't affect the people around you. But unfortunately, they do. And that's like the refining part of parenthood, right? That we are all constantly kind of seeing what needs to be worked on or seeing ways or areas in our hearts or our soul that we need to grow in or be more disciplined in or whatever. So, you know, as we talk about this today, don't become discouraged. We are all works in progress. Our homes are works in progress. Sometimes we're going to get it right, and sometimes we're going to have just a huge, gigantic flop, and we're going to have dishes that cover the counter, and we're going to have grumpy kids and grumpy moms and grumpy dads, and we're not going to be able to find our schoolwork, and the dog's going to eat the homework. You know, like these things are just, sorry, I'm a little sick. I was trying to cough there. But these are things that are just bound to happen. So give yourself a ton of grace as we talk about this subject today and we read today's devotional. But also be encouraged. You know, there is hope, and there, you know, wherever you're at, whatever level you feel like you're starting out this school year, maybe summer felt crazy and felt like there was no structure and the kids just floundered and wandered around. And now you're, you know, back to the school year where structure needs to happen and there's so much to be done. And so, you know, I think that as we approach this time, we should think about how do we just get one step better than where we're at? And then just continue partnering and asking God how to get to that next step. Because I think that the way that God interacts with us is just like he's going to give it in this way to our kids, he's going to give it to us. He's going to give us bite-sized pieces that we work on. So as we talk about our home, we might say, I want my home to feel more peaceful. And right, so God's not that genie in a bottle. He's not just going to rain down and now you have the most peaceful home in the world. But he might say, okay, great. I would love to help you have a more peaceful home. What if from 5 to 7, there was no TV, but there was music, right? What if you put on worship music? And that was your one bite-sized piece that you got from the Lord, and you started to implement that and be more consistent about that. And God did great things. And so that's kind of the spirit and the hopefulness that we're talking about. Just this getting that one step closer, and allowing the messes, allowing it to be crazy, but continually sitting at the feet of Jesus and asking him to help you for whatever it is and whatever desire that God has placed on your heart for home. And so today we're really going to be talking about our home being our haven for not only ourselves, but more importantly for the school year for our kids. They're going to be facing a lot this year. We're coming out of a couple of years of intense COVID, whether, you know, some schools got to stay open and kids got to go to school. Some schools stayed closed and it was all online schooling. Some school systems did a hybrid. I homeschool, so we were kind of home business as usual, but I think, there was a different feeling in the air for us. It just felt different. I think with our friends too in the neighborhood who went to school, and I heard from many moms that their kids were having a really hard time, that their grades were really suffering, that their attention span was really rough. And, I think as we're going into this new year with things getting a little bit back, I'm not going to say normal, but closer to it, I think that that comes with some challenges, and not to mention just the temperature of our world right now. You know, things have been heightened politically and there's just been so much going on, and our kids, you know, they're in all these other kids that they're going to encounter throughout their days. Their parents have their own opinions and their own ways of doing home and their own morals and a moral compass. And they're constantly interacting with that all day long. And then coming home to us, and maybe there was a little bit of bullying happening at school, or they just didn't connect with their friends, or they got disciplined by their teacher and had a hard day. You know, we all know that there are so many intricacies and so many details of things that can happen in our kids' day. And, you know, in this phase of life, it's really important in this season, the school year season of life, it's really important that we approach our days with our kids, understanding that they too, we had a day and they had a day, you know, and at some point in that day, our worlds collide. And that can look really messy sometimes. And so I think it's really cool that we gain a little bit of a perspective to have our home be a place that's spirit-filled, that the Holy Spirit is invited into. And as moms, we can kind of create that, or as dads, whoever's listening right now, we can create that for our kids. We can create a home that reflects Christ. And a home that reflects Christ is a peaceful place to be. It really is. And so no matter the day that your child had, they can come home and they can just breathe out and have a sigh of relief. Oh, I'm home. And home is a really good place to be. And our devotional today is centered all around that, that home is a good, peaceful, safe haven, a soft place to land for our kids at the end of their day. And I think us having that expectations, especially as moms, to know that our kids are going to have this transition time in their day when school is over and they need to just collapse for a little while and just kind of breathe in home a little bit, that we give them the space to do that. And I think a lot of times it's, you know, homework gets in the way of this, or just dinner plans or whatever it is. But I know that God gives us specific things for each of our families, each of our family puzzles, for what this could look like. And mine is not going to look like yours. It's all going to be different. And we just prayerfully go to the Lord and ask him what it looks like to create a more peaceful, calming, Holy Spirit, invited home, that our kids can just experience and just be in, to really recharge for their day, recharge for their next day at school, and recharge for life and going back out there in the world to have more days. So, I'm just going to pray for us, as we begin, but right as I read our devotional for today. But I just wanted to encourage you, if you don't know or I didn't see it on our Facebook page or Instagram, our next study is beginning, and we're so excited, on September 5th. So if you have been looking for a fall Bible study, look no further. It's called The Wise Woman Abides. We start Monday, September 5th again, so you have time to go on Amazon, look for it, The Wise Woman Abides, grab a couple of friends to join the study with you, and it's easy, three devotionals a week. That's it. And then it's packed full of recipes and fun Christ-centered traditions you can implement during the holiday season with your kids, and just tons of resources and good stuff and journaling pages, and it's just so good. And we just really would love for all of our friends to join with us. And so September 5th, you've got plenty of time. So let me pray, and we're going to start the devotional today. Lord, thank you so much for each and every mom listening. Lord, thank you that you are just a beautiful designer. You know, you designed pregnancy in such a way that just reflects you and reflects seasons and your timing and all of these things, Lord. Thank you for just seasons in general, that we get to approach a new school year, and it's going to be a season of our life, our school year. And within that season, our many seasons and holidays and all these different things and little markers to kind of just guide our life. And Lord, we know that you help us in each and every one of those moments. And Lord, I thank you that you made it, that you created a design for home too. That home is a place that you, is a place you can dwell, just like you dwell in our hearts and you make our hearts your home, which is what scripture says. That we can make our home a place where you can dwell, a place for your spirit to fill, a place for our kids to have rest and peace. And so, Lord, would you guide us this semester? Would you show us what that looks like for us in our homes? And I pray, God, that we would be faithful and that it would bring us joy to create this space for our families, and that it would be a space for us as moms as well, where we can rest and we can recharge and relax, God. And so we just pray these things over our life right now, that this would be a school year where things change and our homes looked and felt different, and they looked and felt different in all the ways that honor you. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And here is our study for today. Caring for your home this school year. Romans 14:19. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Proverbs 24:3-4. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Mama, we know that at different times throughout the year, our homes can feel like a place of peace or one of chaos. We've heard it said before that mothers set the temperature of their homes. No pressure, right? We know how it is when mom is stressed or upset. That thermostat goes way up for everyone. As you consider this school year, pray into creating a safe haven for your family, including you. We all need a soft place to land in an ever-changing and difficult world. If our children are feeling pressure at school through a bully, a challenging teacher, a lack of friends, home will be their place of refuge. God has given mothers a special ability to nurture. It all started in the womb, and it plays out earthside through the little special touches we put in our day for ourselves and our family. With our five senses God has given us, we can create a space that feels like a soft pillow to land on. Soft music in the background, a candle lit, the smell of a delicious dinner, a lingering hug, a listening ear, or a simple smile for a discouraged heart. God has given us all we need to create this kind of home. Prayerfully ask the Lord to give you some ideas about what a safe haven home can look like this school year. Obviously, each of our family puzzles look different. Ask him for specific ways and ideas for your little puzzle. He is always faithful to deliver, and we believe he delights in knowing that you are interested in creating a place that invites his peace and Holy Spirit in. Questions to ponder. Number one, reflecting over the past couple school years, what has home felt like when the year was in session? With God on your side, propelling you forward, think of a few things you would change and ask God to help you. Number two, what is your picture of an idyllic home life? What would be happening start to finish? God cares about the desires of your heart for your home. Spend some time telling him about them. We hope that you have a really great day. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.